I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Washington, D.C., DMV. Welcome to a Saturday edition. You know who it is. Take a phrase from my dear friend, Big L, DOC on the microphone, Connor behind the glass, producing his tail off, making this thing happen as we become part of the privileged to get a chance to entertain you as you get ready to eat. I enjoy spirits, hopefully good friend and family, as we honor the brave, the bold, and those that had a conviction about a quality of life. And that's what represents the Memorial Day weekend. I am honored to be able to share it with you and to bring on my big brother, who, if his family and his folks had just been about 500 miles down a little bit and put him in Southern California as opposed to Northern California, who knows? He might have been a Bruin. But he ended up being a Bear, and it wasn't a bad thing. The legendary Phil Chenier. Philip, how you doing, man?
Number 88, I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, brother, 45 up in the rafter. I was looking back at those memories that, when you were being honored by the Wizards / Bullets organization. You had a lot of great things. You've accomplished so much. Do you... during this time of playoffs, do you reflect back to that? How does it make you feel seeing something that you've been through and had a lot of success with it?
I'll tell you, Doc, it's been so long ago, but I will say every now and then you have those quick flashbacks, you know. But for the most part, yeah, I just sit up there and enjoy it and you know, enjoy the talent that's out there, enjoy the players, the entertainment. But I'd be lying if I said every now and then I didn't have a little flashback to, you know, for instance, when the Knicks were playing and they had the Garden, man, it was so exciting playing in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
just the crowd. And, you know, they didn't have, at least I wasn't familiar or aware of the celebrities like the Spike Lees and the, you know, the different celebrities there in the audience. But the fans were so into it and they responded so, and it was always a packed house. It was fun playing there. And, you know, likewise in the Boston Garden. I mean, those are two places when I was a kid, you know, they didn't have a lot of games televised, but when they did, they were either coming from Madison Square Garden or Boston Garden. So,
right.
You know, I mean,
you're
that's kind of your image growing up playing professional was playing in one of those two venues. So when you were there, you realized that it was kind of iconic and it was a legendary place.
You know, Philip, as we age, and we have young Connor behind the glass with us today, and I love the young people that we get a chance to work with now and encounter. And for all the years that we mocked and talked about the older guys playing, now you look back, and what we share is a fondness for our past employers and organizations that are struggling. They're not winning. They're not doing what we experienced you know, as players. And the Wizards now make a move with Michael Winger. He comes in, new GM, new philosophy. And, it, you know, I can think of, okay, more new coaches, more new management. That's what happens. It's the process as we're in the bottom area of lower third looking up. What do you sense in that? I know for me personally, I want the kids to be successful. I want them to make a fortune. Yeah. I want everything to work for them. But it does bother you being mocked, having with your buddies like Clarence Goldsboro Jr. and Big Tony constantly mocking me because my team is in last place in the division.
Well, you know, his team ain't doing much better. He's one of them Dallas guys, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. Cowboy Clay. Yeah.
Irritate
the hell out of me.
What's that?
I said they irritate the hell out of me.
Yeah, I know, Doc. You got to live with it. Now, you know, you hit the nail on the head, though. I mean, you know, both of us who are longtime people, not just playing with the organization, but also being involved in the community with the organization, on the network with the organization. So you really do want to see them do well. You get to know some of the players. Obviously, the John Walls, Bradley Beals. You know, I want to see them do well. But I will say this. The one thing that I think has to happen, and that's with management more so, is they've got to have a certain amount of patience, and that's hard to do now because everybody wants instant success, but you've got to develop some kind of continuity. Yes, you have to draft the right players. You have to be in the right position to get some of those key free agents, but, you know, just getting a sense of teamwork and camaraderie on the team, not just off the court, but on the court where you know each other. I mean, you look at a team like Denver, and that's pretty much what they've done. They've built, you know, obviously they have a great player in the Joker. But, you know, those other players on the side there, they've gotten to know him. They know how he plays. He knows how they play. And it's kind of a happy marriage. I got to give a shout out to Tommy Shepard. I hated to see him go. I was pretty friendly with him. I don't know Winger. I hope he does well. Obviously, pulling for him now that he's with the organization. But, you know, it's a tough job. I mean, you hear one day, gone the next. And you know my heart is with Wes Jr. I want to see that team do well. But I'm telling you, time, it takes a little patience. It takes a little, you got to develop that continuity. And, you know, sometimes you go through some of those tough years.
Yeah, it's tough. Phil Chenier, the legendary 45, here with the Boulay. We are on our version of overtime here on 106.7 The Fan and Team 980. And, you know, Philip, this time of the year is barbecue time. And there's also the distinction between barbecue and cookout, just like it's Northern Cal and Southern Cal. So I wonder, what memories do you have? Are you a grill master? Because a lot of people like, I like to eat it. My father was a grill master. You know, I know guys like Brian Mitchell, grill master. Fred Smoot, grill master. Brian Carpenter, grill master. And I know B. Mitch is somewhere either riding the bike or hitting the golf ball today. But the other two guys will be on tomorrow just to discuss this. Where do you stand with that? Now, I know Bird, our brother Bird, will claim to be. I've never seen him do it, but he'll claim to be a grill master.
The only thing he does in the kitchen is eat. Hey, Doc, he doesn't even clean up, so you know where he stands.
No, he's terrible. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, for a while there, I was really into the grilling, particularly salmon. I used to love to grill the salmon and the corn on the cob. That all was so easy and simple. I've got lazy now. And so I'm going over to my son. My son is he's taken over the reins as the grill master in the family now. So we're going over there And I guess he'll have some ribs, some chicken, and, you know, and I'll sit back and just enjoy that.
But you do understand, and do you agree that there's a distinction between a barbecue and a cookout?
Well, well, obviously, barbecue, you're going to have that special, sometimes homemade barbecue sauce.
Yes, there you go. There you go. So that's the distinction. That's kind of it. I think we more of a like, yeah, this ain't a hot dog hamburger thing. It's really sitting down, and whoever's starting that, Grill Master, he started working on this like Thursday night. I mean, this guy's like Big Tony. We're going to hear from him today, and I hope to encourage it because the heat and the seas are coming up. So I got to ask you this. What do you look at this? I know Denver, L.A., King being swept. I love what's going on with Joker. When you look at the NBA right now, where it's at with playoffs, what hits you? What stands out?
Well, obviously, the Joker has just really been so impressive. And I watch him, you know, it's funny because I wanted to see a Philadelphia-Denver matchup because I wanted to see the two bigs really go at it. I mean, you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
We haven't had two traditional centers in the finals since Wilt and Bill Russell.
That's right.
Think about it.
You know, I never even considered that the whole time. Because Embiid and them, you're trying to beg them to show up, be in shape, and stay out to your boy Beard. He got to be out throwing dollars at a strip club. They just not focused.
Yeah. Well, this is the other direction I was going with that, is that you look at the Joker, and he makes plays that are needed.
Yeah.
I get the impression that Embiid makes plays, as talented as he is, he makes plays to show you what he can do.
Yeah.
So he threes sometimes when that's not what's needed. And you stop and think about it. Everybody in the league now shoots threes. Yeah. But how many players can you give the ball to down low and say 7 out of 8 times they're going to deliver something because he's too big, too strong, and Embiid is every bit as agile as Joker, maybe even more so. But, you know, like in that last game, I saw several times Doc was telling him, get down in the paint. And all of a sudden you see him out floating around the three-point line, you know, or putting the ball on the floor and trying, can he do that? Absolutely he can do that. But is that where his bread's going to be buttered? Nah. That's where he dominates, where they can't deal with him is down low. And so that's the difference I see. Joker, he shoots some threes, but, I mean, he can deliver the pass, and he does what's necessary. He doesn't do it for show. He does it out of necessity. And so all of a sudden it becomes a beautiful team to watch. I saw a special about him and didn't even think about it when he first came to the league. Wasn't one of these guys that was your typical basketball player. Didn't have a basketball physique. But then he went back and he really worked on his body and got better condition. And I can't tell you how many times in these last two series that I've seen him get a rebound, looking for the outlet. Outlet's not there. Boom, he's pushing the ball up. And I don't mean he's just dribbling the ball up. I mean he's pushing the ball up. So, you know, I'd like to see that team do well, and they're fun to watch. To me, somewhat like the Warriors, you know, that the ball's moving, things are happening. You see exciting passes, exciting plays. But on the other end, it's never been done before that a team comes back after being down 0-3. But, Doc, you got to believe at some point it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, this might be the year that it happens. Jimmy Butler has been playing out of his mind. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he went to Marquette. I'm not a big, big fan because I hear that from my boy all the time.
You have to acknowledge institutions that do cater to special education. And so, no, seriously, without Marquette, I mean, no one else would have accepted Michael Byrd. So I do credit them for that.
You got that right. You got that right. So I don't know. They're a very small team. Adebayo actually is playing center at 6'9". Now, he presents some problems, but you know, and you know, the two studs from Boston, man. Of course, one of them's a Golden Bear.
Oh yeah,
they can present some problems, and they're starting. Seems like they're starting to get a little momentum. And that's the funny thing about these series. Momentum can switch on a dime. Just before you know it, momentum has changed, and I don't need to tell you, they fool around and win this game. Boston wins this game today in Miami. Man, you're talking about tight sphincters going up to Boston. Oh, man.
I was hoping that I could say that about L.A., but they're not built like that.
Yeah, but again, anytime you have a team that has LeBron on it and Anthony Davis, and that's why Denver did the best thing, putting them out as quick as they could, because you get a game here, a little game there, and all of a sudden the momentum has changed. And with those two players, you know, you could find yourself in a position where you just can't stop it at that point. So it'll be interesting to see what the Lakers end up doing in terms of trying to make changes, adjustments for next season. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Phillip, that's what makes it all beautiful. I'm happy that the games go on because we love it. And what would a holiday weekend be like without intrigue, without the NBA? And really for something to sink our teeth in, because I really don't know what's going to happen. That's the beauty of this thing. I love game sevens, unless I was in one. And so, I mean, this is what it's all about. Man, appreciate you dropping knowledge on us. I'm surprised you're not out at the Live tournament out of Trump. I thought, man, well, tournament, Phillips, not in town, not being one of the celebrities behind the ropes.
I can't go to any of those. But I've laid my club down. I'm like you. I'm living on my memories on golf floors now.
Absolutely. And your back feels so much better as a result of it. Absolutely. Hey, Phillip, all the best, man. Nothing but love for you. Shout out to the family. And let's do it again, man. Let's do it again next week and talk about what happens.
All right. Let me know.
If you're in town, we'll call you. All right. Appreciate it. The Golden Bear himself, the legendary Phil Chenier. Let's take a break, Connor. We come back. And, you know, you can always get in contact with me right here on the MGM National Listener Line at 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to switch gears a little bit at the bottom of the hour. Santana Moss, a lot going on, of course, with our Burgundy and Gold. Stick and stay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm back. Doc Walker on the microphone here on a beautiful Saturday. As we ease into this Memorial Day weekend, and of course, it wouldn't be a Memorial Day weekend celebration without barbecue. And for some, that means a little bit different than your average cookout. There also brings out what I call the grill masters, and we all know who they are. I haven't met one yet that doesn't own his or her own apron. They're distinguished. And it's usually, you know, whether it's Big Papa, uncles, aunts, grandma, whatever. But it is a tradition, and it's something that all of us kind of, for the most part, grow up with. So I've asked some of the grill masters. We'll have a couple of the legendary ones on. I know Brother Mitchell, and I give Brian Mitchell his just due. I know he's somewhere hitting that little white ball, cycling a few thousand miles today on this weekend. Fred Smoot, Brian Carpenter, two very valued subjects that will be a part of our program as we get through the weekend. And we thank to the legendary Phil Chenier for joining us. Santana Moss, about 12:40, is scheduled to join us as well. Good news for the Miami Heat fans. Gabe Vincent is expected to play in Game 6. Had an ankle injury, and he's been lighting it up for Miami. And you heard Phil mention size. Not a real big team, but their heart. It depends on, are you talking about length or the ticker, the most important part, the one that Philadelphia will be questioned about all offseason. You never question the Miami Heat when it comes to the ticker. I want all my teams that I follow, I'm more concerned about their heart than their stature, their biceps or triceps. Ticker, ticker. That's what, man. And how do you coach that ticker? You got to have a beast that is coaching it. Grill Masters, I understand from Connor that we might have one of them on the line now. As the deer hunter himself, Connor, is our Big Tony still with us, or has he run out of quarters?
Oh, nah, Slim, you know I'm here, man. But like you said, Doc, I'm a professional, man. I don't need no holiday to get. I don't need no holiday to get my get down on. I cook year round. When it snows, the first thing to get undone is my grills and my smokers. You know why? Because if you lose power, I can still get down. I can still cook. So no, I don't need no holiday. But since you brought it up, I already got the venison backstraps, the steaks marinating. I'm gonna do a couple slabs of ribs. Gonna do some chicken. I got veggies for the wife. You know, I get down year round, man. You know, and yes, you gotta have smokers and you gotta have grills. If you just got one little Weber kettle grill, you ain't no man. Come on, man. Hot dogs and nah. I don't even do hot dogs. Don't
That's
even
okay.
be on my.
Don't, I mean, you're not talking down on the cookout gig, are you?
Nah, dude. Nah. When you're professional, hot dog. I ain't got no kids around here. My kid is 6'5" and 230 and 22 years old. So he ain't.
Right.
The only person that gets hot dogs is my dog, and she sits there and guards my grill. If you even think about walking next to my grill, you will be missing an arm or a leg. That's the only hot dogs that go on my grill. There ain't no hamburgers on that, man.
What tips can you lend to our listeners that want to get into the grill game. Give us a couple of pointers that will help maybe that young startup millennial that wants to take a look at becoming a grill master.
All right, first of all, if you're doing your steaks, do not overcook your steaks. Always take your meat, except chicken, cook your chicken all the way through to the temperature that it's supposed to be. But on steaks and pork like that, when it's almost done, you take it off, because when you sit, when it's sitting there, let your meat rest. Don't pull it off the grill and cut it. You got to let the juices redistribute, man. Pull the joint off early, let it sit. It'll still be hot by the time you go to cut into it, but the juices will redistribute all through it. So then when you make that cut, it'll be nice and juicy. And then for you people who are cooking hamburgers, don't press your damn hamburgers down with the spatula, because when you do that, you just let all the juice run. That's why you get the flare-ups. You press it down, and then you get that big fireball, because all you just lost all your juice. You see what I'm saying, Doc?
Look at you. I'm shocked. I'm just, you know what? We're giving out tips. This is what giving and having fellowship and family is all about. And we're going to drop these, well, you guys are dropping these pearls of wisdom on our listener base so that, you know, they can come back. We will replay this. We will make this available, because for the first time, other than you talking about killing deer, this is almost like the first time I heard Clarence Goldsboro Jr. actually impressed me with his knowledge of finances. I was shocked. But he was,
hey, Doc, I got one more thing for you.
Okay.
If y'all going to do hamburgers, trust me on this one.
Okay.
Get you some 93.7. Don't get that 80.20 because it's going to burn up. Get you some 93.7. Grind you up
93.7.
Some bacon.
I assume you're saying ratio
ground.
Fat.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, that's the fat. Yeah, get the 93.7. Don't get the 80.20 because 80.20, I mean, that's a grease fire waiting to happen. But listen to this. Get the 93.7. Get you some real bacon or get you some turkey bacon. Grind that up into your hamburger. You hear what I'm saying? Or get you a steak and grind that up into your hamburger. And boy, and one more thing. Don't grill your hamburger. Smoke your hamburger. It's going to take longer, but trust me, it'll be the best burger you ever had in your life. And I always do three woods when I smoke, Doc. I do two fruits, either cherry and apple or cherry and pecan. But it always has a hickory or mesquite on the backside. So you get the sweet. And then I hit you with that little boom, and put you right to sleep, baby. But y'all go ahead and take it easy. Let somebody else get on here and try and lie.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you, Tony. That's big.
Take it easy,
I never
man.
Thought I would, but wow. Do you know what we're doing? This is called a public service. This is outstanding. I mean, for those of you like me, I buy it. I don't do it, but I respect those that do it, to pull it off. And it's just not this ain't a dude deal, too. I mean, I've seen my wife grill and burn and roll as with the apron on. Ladies, I want to hear from you as well. Connor, that's good stuff, man. We got anybody climbing on the ladder? If not,
We got Sabah.
Well, let's get Sabah and get her tips. And make sure you put a flag on that, Connor, because I'm going to come back to these. I'm going to put them together and put DOC volume for all the chefs, canine style. Sabah, welcome. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hey there, Doc. Can you hear me? I'm in my headphones.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm over here at the RFK Fields. And I just bought me a nice Redskin hoodie. Yeah.
Okay.
And I see a lot of people Redskin stuff. It's this little flea market thing going on here. So, the stadium does look quite dead. I haven't ever been to that before, but I've been listening to you guys talk about this cooking stuff. I got a suggestion if I can chime in.
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
It's about playoff basketball, mini camp, and, of course, grilling, cooking.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I do best on the steak. First of all, the best thing I make for dinner in general is reservations. That's the first thing. But when I do grill, I'm the best steak cooker, okay? So now my neighbor kind of helped me with this, so it's not all my idea, but this is what I did the other day, and it was so tender, you can cut it with a butter knife. I got these real thick prime fillets, okay? They're about $25 a pound, okay? And real thick, in other words, each fillet should be about four fingers breadth thick, okay? You don't want nothing flat. Then you take them and you carve out every piece of fat you can find in there, So you just carve it out. Then you put olive oil, okay? You with your fingers or whatever, you just kind of rub it on the top, rub it on the bottom, and then you put McCormick steak seasoning, a little bit on top, a little bit on the bottom. Let it sit for an hour out room temperature. Fire up the grill as high as it can go, and then I got this thermometer I bought. They're $80 at Amazon, worth every penny. I stick it in the thickest steak, and I put it on medium rare. And I cook that sucker. You sear it for 2 minutes on one side, and then you flip it. And you just watch the temperature. And when it gets to about 147, 140, something like that, it'll tell you what temperature. That's the time to take it off. And I did that, and I'm telling you, my kids could not believe how tender and juicy and lean. It's the best beef. You're talking about a canine. Best beef they ever had. There wasn't any left for the dogs. Not 1 ounce left for the dog. There was no fat on it. And it was all tender.
Well, I'm not happy to hear that because my canine brethren, I want to take care of them. Sabah, we appreciate that. We're going to break. Coming up next, Santana Moss. He wore 89 on the field. He thrilled most of us that bleed burgundy and gold. I think it's ranked. It's definitely top three burgundy and gold moments of all time. Tana also knows a little bit something about that grill. Stay with us right here on 106.7 and, of course, Team 980 on this dual simulcast as we bring it to you hot and heavy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon on 106.7 The Fan. Doc Walker on the microphone, Connor behind the glass. He's running this program, and we're honored to be a part of it. Also honored to have a man who calls Miami home. Well, the nation's capital has claimed him as one of their very own because he has and is responsible for maybe the number one thrill and one of, outside the Super Bowls, moments in burgundy and gold history. And I love the brother. He's a Gemini. And he, with the Miami Heat, I don't know. Am I safe to say that you're pulling for the Heat, Tanner?
You all know now. If I'm from Miami, I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for my Heat to bring it home tonight. Go ahead and get ourselves in the in the finals. But what's up, Doc? What's up with you, Gemini?
Hey, man, it's barbecue. It's respecting those true gladiators that battle for us.
Yep.
And, you know, they treat guys like yourself, you know, like you deserve to be treated. But I think you believe, like I believe, that none of that's possible unless those true warriors went to battle. You know, for us to have that right. And do you look at this? Is this, I know 4th of July is big with Q, but are you a grill master or are you a purchaser and part of finance?
I'm a little bit of everything. I think the older I get, the more I want to do things myself.
Okay.
So especially when I retired, or when I could say when I stopped playing ball, that's when I dove into kind of like grilling more, just knowing, you know, some of the benefits I get from, you know, just, the, you know, eating grilled food outside of the, all the other stuff that we eat. But, you know, this time of the year, man, you know, when I was young, you know, we took Memorial Weekend for granted. We never really knew what it really meant. And the older I get, man, I think back. I remember talking to my uncle last year.
Yeah.
And I had just one of those moments where I'm like, man, I talk to you week in and week out through text or maybe a phone call, and I never told you thank you for being, you know, who you were to, you know, this nation, to our country, you know, and being one of those soldiers, being one of those vets that, you know, we remember on this weekend. So, and, you know, it just never dawned on me, you know, because you're so naive to everything that's going on around you. You think that this world just runs the way it runs, and we're supposed to just do what we do. But there's people like him and people that, you know, went out there and fought for us, and some of them didn't come back. So we have to be appreciative. You know, I know we think about, you know, Memorial Weekend as Q and having a good time with family, but without those guys, we won't be able to have all that fun, you know?
Oh, man, I'm not surprised that you're cognizant of it. Again, growing up military, father, Marine, and even if you're in that, to just, you got to grow up and understand that it's not just a day out of school or being off, mm-hmm. and what people have to sacrifice, you know, for it. So this town, and you know what the theme of it is, we are in the midst of transition, sale, this and that. New offensive coordinator comes in. For offensive guys, the offensive coordinator usually has more presence in our lives than the head coach does, unless the head coach is offensive-minded.
No doubt.
What impact, and of course you played for more than one organization as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just understand the impact of a guy like Eric Bieniemy. I am so thrilled that he's been given this opportunity, because I think this was desperately needed to get somebody to elevate their consciousness, because clearly they didn't plan on being in last place in the division. They're there for a reason. And I think he's one of the guys that can be the key to getting them out of it.
Yeah, you know, as a player, I sat in that seat many of times when we changed the helm of the OC, you know, and the head coach. Playing for two organizations. You would think that you saw at least two with two organizations, but I think I went through at least five or six with two organizations, but I played 14 years. So, you know, you would think that, you're not going to have the same coach for all 14 years. But I think it's fun times for those guys who sit in that seat, not only because they have a new OC, but just knowing what he's bringing. You know, it's one thing saying that, okay, we have a new offense, we got to get ready for this. That's how I used to look at it. But then I also looked at the bright side of, where's that offense coming from? You know, what was the guys who ran that offense last year and the years before? How was their success? You know, which guy on that team that I could compare myself with that's going to allow me to say, okay, I'm going to now think ahead of what I can do if I'm on this level or if I'm just getting the same amount of attempts? That's some of the things that these guys should be looking forward to, just knowing what that Kansas City offense was able to do. Now, on the other hand, folks like myself, you, and the fans would say, well, we don't have a Patrick Mahomes. You're right. But at the same time, we have a quarterback. And one of the things about our position, we get enamored by the quarterback position by so many of the greats, the Tom Brady, the Peyton Manning, you know, the Pat Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers. All those guys are great. And we forget that they're a quarterback still. And their number one job is just to get the ball into the playmaker's hand. What do we have? Playmakers. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if if Sam Howell does what he's supposed to do, regardless of how many games he's played and regardless of how high his ceiling is or might not be or how you think of him, if he does his job that he's assigned to do with the playmakers that we have, we should have one of those offenses that we sit back, man, and look forward to game day, watching these guys go up and down the field and put up points. And that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm sitting in the seat I am, being able to watch these guys just know, I hope they know what they got coming, because the talent alone is there. Offensive line has to be on one accord so they can go out there and be able to, you know, get the ball off and do some of the things when they do that. But, man, with that offense, man, they could just be they don't even have to be hitting on all cylinders to me, you know, like Kansas City has been the last few years. Just give us a little dose of that, and I think, man, the sky's the limit for this offense.
Man, you're so refreshing to hear this, and I love with Julie Donaldson, what you, Smoot, the Bruin, what you guys, the command center, you got to understand, you know, people that bring knowledge to the table, because people that really care and that are fans want to have an understanding. Well, you earn the right to be able to break that down, and by it is because you've been injured.
Yeah,
you know what it's like to be out. You know what it's like. My first 5 years in the league, I had five different head coaches. Mm-hmm. So people don't understand, change is not always good.
No.
And just because it's somebody different doesn't mean it will work. When it comes down to it, you know when somebody's special. You know it, and you also notice the fellas in the locker room that determine the ultimate outcome.
Bingo.
Ain't no coach.
Bingo.
It's the dudes in there that decide, hey, man, we ain't going to be in last place again. It's time to end that. I'll ask you, do you get a sense? Because I get that sense that they've got enough people. Mm-hmm. They just need health that you can't control. Need health. But also claiming the team so they don't have to make excuses.
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of the things that stands out to me every year when I'm watching this game is who's going to be that lucky team? You know what I mean? Like, and when I say that, I don't take that lightly, because you need a little luck on our side when it comes to can we get our key guys to last for 17 weeks and then see these guys perform the same way they did throughout those 17 weeks in the postseason. And then hopefully we can win some of those games in the postseason to see ourselves in that Super Bowl. So that's what I mean when I say who's going to be that lucky team. And you see time and time again, it's always a team that's fighting, that's, oh, man, they might be that team. And then one or two key guys go down, and everything is a change. So that's how you look at it. And, you know, that's what I've hoped for this organization for so many years. I think last year was one of the years out of in a long time where we was kind of lucky to have a lot of our guys or most of our guys throughout the whole year. But we knew what the real reason why we wasn't being able to compete on that high level. And it's deeper than just having those guys. You know what I mean? You have to have the right people in place, and you have to play together enough to be able to do what you're trying to do. The quarterback position is very vital in this league. So regardless of just having one, like I just spoke about, just having one, you got to make sure that that one that's out there is going to be able to give you that same kind of energy week in and week out. And I think that's what we was lacking last year a lot. But going forward, man, I just believe, man, if we have enough, if we have some of that luck that I'm talking about with these guys can stay healthy, we don't have to see the musical chairs about offensive linemen like we saw last year. To me, that was a big reason why.
Oh, it was everything.
Sustain. Yeah,
when Larson got hurt, it was game. That was a wrap.
It was a wrap. You know what I mean? I mean, it was like, you know, that was the moment when I said to myself, there we go. You know what I'm saying? So we just need that on our side. But I think wholeheartedly, man, when it comes to just the guys themselves, they ready, you know, mentally, man. That, you know, one of the things that Ron don't get enough credit for that I see, because I've been in those seats and I've seen so many different coaches come through those doors, is he has these guys mentally right. He has the kind of players on his team that are all basically on the same accord. And it's tough to get players to buy in to systems, buy into coaches, and you can see every man to a man that these guys think alike, and they have the same mindset, and they have the same goal. Now, I've played on teams where guys are like, look here, man, I'm going to go out tonight, regardless if we win or lose, and I'm going to put up numbers. And, you know, it's crazy that you saw that, but we still won, and so that guy would never change. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can win doing that, then why would he listen to a coach? But these guys understand what it takes, man. Ron is doing a great job. That's why I'm happy Ron was able to still be here, because I think, man, he just need that one year where we can get over the hump and you'll see his true worth. And I think he has these guys, you know, mentally right. You know, physically it's up to them. They got to go out there and play the game. They got to go out there and be ready to play the game. So all that stuff comes within us to go out there and be ready and to go out there and execute. But I think coaching-wise, Ron is a great coach. I'm glad we got EB. And I just hope we have a little bit of that on our side this year, man, because I do believe we have the right kind of guys in the room especially on that defensive side when you have a Jonathan Allen, man, and this guy, just talking to this guy off the field sometimes, I'm looking at him like, man, you well beyond your years. Like his stuff that he speaks, and I'm like, if these guys not listening to Jay Allen and they don't get pumped up when he's talking, I don't know, because I get pumped up just seeing that it means everything to him to go out there and dominate and to do your job more than anything.
Yeah, I hope he gets into coaching, and I hope these people understand that if Ron Rivera's taking bullets for them, they damn sure better have his back, because it don't always work out that way in this game. And so that's what you hope for. Tanner, I love it, man. Before we let you go, I got to ask you about D-Hop. Is D-Hop a guy you'd even consider? DeAndre Hopkins is one of the best. I mean, he reminds me a lot of you, and you remind me a lot of him. Is that something that you would consider, or are we set?
Man, when it comes to what his talent can bring, I'm pretty sure every team will want a D-Hop on their team. But I don't really think we need him when it comes to just what we have. And then I don't think we can afford him. I think he's still a guy that's going to probably see a pretty good check, you know, big check. Maybe because, you know, you got to think about it. Odell got, what, 15 to 18 for 1 year. So what you think he's going to get? You know what I'm saying? For at least 2 to 3 years, you know. So, yeah, he's a great talent, man. I understand why Arizona couldn't keep him. But whoever gets lucky, man, they're going to have a guy who's going to basically catch everything. You know what I mean? He's just one of those guys. He's going to catch everything. He reminds me more of a Chris Carter of our day. Remember when Chris Carter just didn't drop nothing?
You're right. D-Hop
is Chris Carter all over, reincarnated. Yeah. He got dreads now. But that's Chris Carter, man, to the T. You throw the ball in his vicinity, he's going to catch it.
Speaking of throwing and catching, which you were dominant in, your golf tournament is one of my favorite evenings and afternoons to be a part of. This year, if I'm not mistaken, June 23rd is the date.
Yeah.
And that is the date of my dear friend Chris Johnson's getting married. And so I'll be there with you in spirit, but can you throw out the particulars so people that want to participate with your outstanding golf tournament, they can help contribute?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. You know, and that's one of the things I do. I just tend to invite just to make sure I don't forget anybody, but I know people have life to tend to, so they come, and they don't, you know, I appreciate you just thinking about me. But, this is my annual golf tournament that we do every year, just to bring everybody in fellowship with them to the community, to see some of the things that 89 Ways to Give is trying to do in the community. If you want to learn more, you know, about what we do in the community or the golf tournament, you can go to 89waystogive.org, and you can be able to sign up for the tournament. You just spoke on it, June 23rd. And it's just, you know, we do a lot with the kids, man. I'm big on the kids. People have different other things that they give to, organizations that they give to. And I just try to do enough myself, because I was the same way when I was playing. I didn't really lean on anybody. I had the money, so I used it. Then I had to get smarter and like, look, man, there's organizations out there that will give you funding for some of the things you're doing. So stop spending up your own money. So this is a way for me to allow everybody else to contribute who wants to contribute to people like myself and foundations like myself that helps out in the community and try to make a difference. So this is my golf tournament that we do that. I'm not a golfer. I see a lot of you guys golf game. I'm trying to get like y'all, but since I've been hosting these
tournaments. You're trying to get like B-Mitch, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got no game like B-Mitch, but I love to drive that ball, man. That's one of my things I get up for. I get out there and want to drive that thing, so. But if anybody, man, hey, come on, come on. You all are welcome. If you're interested, 89waystogive.org. We have all the information there for you. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, can't wait to hook up with you. Our dear friend at Paisanos, as he brings in his birthday, I hope to see you as we help celebrate with him. Thank you, man. You absolutely are the best. And you know I got nothing but love for you.
Appreciate you as always, man. Have a good Memorial weekend, buddy.
That's it. Good deal. 89waystogive.org. Connor, let's take this bad boy to break. We come back. We'll recap as we attack the 1 o'clock hour right here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.